If you smoke cigars, you better know this name. Cigar Craig's blog has set the net aflame. You can be sure Craig knows his stuff, with a new review each time he takes a puff. Learn about tobacco from the ends of the earth. Grab a cigar and get ready to herf. Brothers of the leaf, there's only one place to be. CigarCraig.com. Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, Cigar Craig here at B&B Cigars in Chestnut Hill, Pennsylvania. And I'm here with Robert Holt, Southern Draw Cigars. Robert, glad to see you here. It's been a... When was the last time I saw you?
Brother, I think trade show 2017.
Yeah.
Right? We missed you this year.
I wasn't there. I didn't make it this year. You had a great show this year. Big changes since I saw you in 2017. You went from little tiny booth with, you had like five lines in 2017. And now you've gone crazy last year. You've gotten in a lot more stores, you got a lot more lines. What's going on? You've gone nuts.
Well, I tell you, we've really been blessed. 2017 was a really big year for the brand. It was the defining moment coming out of 2016 with the FDA fear and the deeming regs.
You weren't even at the show in 2016.
We weren't, but you know, and this Rosa Sharon I'm smoking was really the original 2016 IPCPR release. Mm-hmm. We just backed off. We went back down to the factory. Most everybody knows that story.
Sure.
That we spent between May and August of 2016 really focusing on the future and trying to invest in blends and sizes and packaging that to be compliant as best as we understood the regulations, right?
Sure.
But what that did is it allowed us last year to come out in the spring and release the Rosa Sharon, which obviously is a Connecticut, more of a medium-bodied cigar. And then, of course, our 2017 release was always scheduled to be that Jacob's Ladder in the double broadleaf, double Lajero. So what we got to do is, in that 3 or 4 month period, we got to add both ends of the spectrum to our blend
right.
profile, right? And they did well. I mean, again, being blessed is probably to say it lightly. It was a great year of growth. But it wasn't just the Rose and the Jacobs. The Quick Draw line, the Kudzu line, and the Firethorn line continued to grow. We make the same amount of every cigar that we put into production, and we sell them all. So ultimately, they all sold equally. But the media and the consumers and the retailers really picked up on the new releases. And I guess in the minds of the industry, that redefined... that said, we're here to stay, and maybe there's some legs to the brand, which opened up a lot of opportunities. So going into the show for 2018, we did expand the space, and honestly, we didn't do it because we felt like we deserved it or needed it. We did it because we wanted to support IPCPR more. We wanted to make sure we're contributing as much as we can, even though we're small, mm-hmm. To the cause. We understand the importance of IPCPR, the importance of CRA, the importance of the state associations in this fight, and I don't think we can be wrong by investing in that. So we... worked with Christine and IPCPR to expand, but what that allowed us to do was we got to put 17 family members in that booth to see what we do, how we do, to provide hospitality, provide a place for people, just like last year when you came by, to provide a place for all the retailers that came to the show and even some of the manufacturers, just come rest their dogs a little bit, you know, have a cigar, kick back. It was a very open, very comfortable booth, you know, from before the show started until the show ended, we were head down. It was really exciting, I think, for the family to see that there was a lot of people come to spend time and talk about the new releases, and we can chat about that. But, you know, sure. This year at the trade show, we actually did two launches at the trade show that we didn't really do anything other than announce before the show, but... to unveil new products and unveil the stories at that moment was important to us, I think.
Right. I saw that. I saw coverage on that. I was sorry I missed it, of course, but that was pretty cool that you took the time to have those launches and make a big production out of it. That was really neat. That was really neat. And I do remember it was a memorable moment for me at the 2017 trade show, both meeting you and meeting your family at the show, and how inviting it was, your little booth there, your tiki bar kind of booth, and it was a fun space and inviting. It was nice meeting your family there, and that was a special moment for me.
Yeah, likewise. I think
And you pretended to recognize me and know who I was. And that was very cool.
Come on. I'm pretty good with names and faces. And more importantly, throughout 2017, you were so active on the media that there wasn't many days that went by that you didn't see an interaction via social media, via your podcasts and posts. You know, so it becomes very visible to a brand that's growing as we pay attention to both digital and print media to find out who's actively supporting and takes the time to come by a little brand like ours at the trade show. That's important to us. And this year wasn't an exception to the rule. But because I travel so much and I get to spend time with media, I get to spend time with retailers and consumers, I think it's more important to let the family be exposed. Let's pay respect where the respect is due. Mm-hmm. And the respect my wife deserves for what she does for this brand is far more than I can heap upon her on a daily, you know, praise basis. But it's other people meeting her. And the other members of the family, for example, the Hogans this year, where we celebrated with the Cedrus, that new Bellicoso size named the Hogan, to pay a little respect to them because they've been with us for 20 years.
Wow.
So they were with us in the early planning stages. They were there when we were down and out financially. They were there behind the brand, says we're going to be part of this, and they have been part of it. But we finally got to share that publicly. And I think it's always been important to us to share the message. And this year, really focusing on adding the mission. Everything we do has a message, but there's also a mission behind what we do. And it's some of it's focused here in the U.S., but some of it's focused in Nicaragua, too, which was what this year was about with the 300 Hands launch. Let's bring attention to the needs and demands and everyday life of the people that make these great cigars for us and participate in every minuscule duty in the factory, in the fields, in the farms, you know. But the show this year let us do that. The media that was there really supported it. And more importantly, we wanted to make sure that the retailers that took the time this year to attend got something special in first. And I think they deserve to have something because most people, not to knock the process, but most of the brands have those IPCPR deals out there for months and months and months. And we just made a conscious decision not to do that.
Right. So good segue into 300 Hands and 300, I don't know the Spanish.
300 Manos.
There you go. See, thank you. So, and that's a new project this year.
It is. It is.
For those who haven't heard about that, tell me about that.
Well, 300 Hands, again, it's a reference back to the amount of hands that touch from the seed to the ash that you have in a cigar. I think we use a lot of different language in the industry, but to me, that's always been the most important, to understand that all those small steps, those approximated 300 steps, there's a critical dependency between every one of those steps. And to create a good, consistent, quality cigar, everybody has to be on their A game. But, you know, over the last 4 or 5 years that I've spent so much time in Nicaragua, it was the side stories. It was the stories of the people in the communities, their hobbies and their families, their struggles, their concerns. And now it's become very visible, I think, from the media over the last 3 or 4 months that Nicaragua's in trouble. Sure. Nicaragua's had its challenges for years, not unlike any other third world developing country. But this hit home because these are the people working with us on a daily basis. So we wanted to tell their story. And through this process, we were able to interview 300 different people. And when it came down to just general interview questions and general information, that's great. But when we asked them two things, we asked them, A, what are the challenges that you have in your community? You know, what could we do to help you? Can we expose that information? Can we do more here other than just pay your salaries for producing the product? And they said, you know, consequently, you can. You should make customers understand that we have our struggles outside of being employed at a cigar factory or field or box factory, label factory, whatever it may be. And I said, well, what can we do? What can Southern Draw do to help you? And I'll tell you, not one of them came back and said, you can do this to help me. What they said was, in our community, there's this lady or this child or this gentleman that has worked hard their entire life or that have special needs and they need help. Is there any way together we could help? So the plan a few years ago was spawned. What can we do together with their assistance in their own communities to identify people in need and work together to create a product and create a story where everybody that's either making the cigar, packaging the cigar, selling the cigar, or smoking the cigar is actually contributing almost equally. So 300 Hands is a charity concept. It allows us to have a great price point, a great line of cigars, but it allows us to tell their story. And secondly, we allowed them to put a message on a basically a baseball card, a playing card that's part of the display where every consumer can pick up and read about one of these people.
Nice.
And read a message directly from them saying, thank you. We appreciate you smoking our cigars. We hope you appreciate how labor intensive and how difficult it is to create a very consistent cigar, but we appreciate it and we thank you. And more importantly, we think that you guys are going to help us in our community, and it's been really great. We got to contribute the first monies a few weeks ago in Nicaragua, and it went a long way.
Nice.
Our money goes a long way there.
I heard you telling that story earlier and about taking a child to get a tumor removed, right?
Right. Absolutely incredible how open and honest the people are, and how small amounts of money can really change lives in a very large, drastic, measurable way for them.
Right, because people don't understand in Nicaragua, say, you walk into a hospital to get an operation, they don't send a bill, you're paying cash for that, right?
That's exactly how we did it.
Right.
And the medication and, you know, follow-up right. treatments and things. There's some things that are covered, I guess, under the social media,
right.
social medicine, but
right.
but there's a lot of limitations to that.
Sure.
Sometimes it's just transportation, right?
Sometimes
it's how do you get from Esteli or outlying area into Managua to a better hospital, a better surgeon with better services. So sometimes it's just listening to what they need and trying to find a way to help.
Right, so it doesn't only take 300 hands to make a cigar sometimes, it takes a lot of hands to get a child from point A to point B, too.
It does.
You know, so it's an extension of the message
in some ways,
too, right?
You know, Craig, I think, you know, I live in the South, and there's always been an adage, it takes a village to raise an idiot,
sure.
right? But but I think the concept is our generation, the neighbors and the community were part of our raising.
Mm-hmm.
They were part of our discipline. They were part of our growth.
Right.
They were part of our exposure to the world. And I think that's changed a lot because everybody's scared to criticize. Everybody's scared to discipline,
sure.
From what I see. And I think it's something that in these third world countries is still acceptable. They expect that everybody in the community is going to join together to help raise those kids or to take care of the elder. And I think it's time for us to step in and understand we have a responsibility there, too.
Sure.
So I'm just appreciate that they were open and honest and gave us an opportunity to participate.
Yeah, that's very cool. Now, on the domestic side, you're doing some charity work on the U.S. side.
We are.
With the Ignite program,
right? Right. You know, the Ignite started again in January. We've had four releases this year, and really those are unique 10-count Huma jars. We've had some unique releases of new line extensions or Vitolas. Thus far, Cigars for Warriors has been the focus for the charity. We've always, from the inception until now, considered some other charities. So what we're asking now is we're asking the retailers that are supporting that charity with us, because the retailers are really 50-50 partners in that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're both writing checks to the charity. We're asking them to search within their communities and find a mutually agreeable charity or cause where we can help make a difference locally. So
nice.
Ignite's going to continue. Over the next couple of weeks, we're going to focus on 2019 Ignite. We're going to have the cigars produced and ready, and we're going to have another unique package design, but we're going to stick with that 10-count Huma jar because the price point, well, you know, with our cigars, usually puts it just under $100, which means it's affordable to most people, which means now, again, Southern Draw, our retail partners, and the consumers now get to all kind of share in the cost, share in the investment, and do something that we can all measure, I think.
Cool. That's awesome. Well, so you've had the Firethorn and the Kudzu, and the Rose of Sharon.
Jacob's Ladder.
Jacob's Ladder. You had the Quick Draws in three different wrappers, right?
Right. Oh, the core lines. Yes, sir.
Yep. Yeah. And then you have the 300 Años.
The 300
Hands. The
Habano and Maduro.
Habano, okay. And then,
yeah. And then the Cedrus.
And the Cedrus.
Right. So that's 10 core blends. 10 blends.
10 blends.
And the core blends are really, again, the Rose of Sharon, the Firethorn, the Kudzu, the Cedrus, and the Jacobs. Those
right.
are the five core.
Right.
The Quick Draw today are only in production in the Corona Gordo because the labor costs and things have grown a little bit.
Gotcha.
We want to keep that in the right price point. And then, of course, the 300 Hands. Those are $10 cigars anywhere.
Right,
that were MSRP about $6 to $6.50 in
right.
most markets. And really, that's a testament to everybody in the process contributing something
right.
so that we can do something there in Nicaragua. So those are only in a display. So
right.
there's two blends, five kind of classic traditional Cuban sizes. But those have just started shipping the last couple of weeks, and the early reports have been they've been well received.
Nice.
The message to the media continues to carry has been on the forefront, which is important to us as well.
Awesome. So continued growth and success. Thank you for your previous service. Appreciate that. And keep up the good work.
Likewise. I appreciate it, Craig. Appreciate spending some time with you, to getting to see you again. And we'll make sure that we don't wait so long next time.
Yeah, man. Good seeing you. Appreciate you taking a few minutes away from the event here and chatting with me on the Cigar Craig podcast. Always
Absolutely,
good
brother.
Seeing you.
Pleasure.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Cigar Craig podcast. Please visit CigarCraig.com for some news and general cigar nonsense. Feel free to leave your comments and suggestions. And that's all for today. Until the next time, I'm Cigar Craig.
If you smoke cigars, you better know this name. Cigar Craig's blog has set the net aflame. You can be sure Craig knows his stuff, with a new review each time he takes a puff. Learn about tobacco from the ends of the earth. Grab a cigar and get ready to herf. Brothers of the leaf, there's only one place to be, CigarCraig.com. Oh yeah.